KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. The CSU Monterey Bay campus will soon begin to see a new building take shape. The Edward Ted Taylor Science and Engineering Building will house the Marine Science and Mechatronics Engineering programs, and it will also be the new location for the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary offices. To recognize that transition, NOAA sent its director of the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries, John Armour, to Monterey. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us.
My pleasure, Amy.
What value is NOAA anticipating from having the local Marine Sanctuary offices right on the campus?
Oh my gosh, the value is just, it's almost hard to quantify. But when you think about the opportunity to expand our relationship with CSUMB, I think about the opportunities for research partnerships, the opportunities for faculty engagement, and some of the thorniest, complex marine science issues that we have facing National Marine Sanctuaries, not just Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, but sanctuaries around the country. I also think about the opportunities to engage students and then even with outreach. You know, a lot of people don't even know that Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary is right here in their front yard.
I also wanted to ask you what some of the current priorities are for the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary and how that fits into maybe your broader priorities as a network of sanctuaries.
First and foremost, when we think about ocean conservation today, we have to think about it through the lens of a changing ocean. And so the changes that are occurring in ocean chemistry, in animal populations and their distributions, and you think about also all the technology now that is available today to help monitor those changes. You know, this relationship with CSUMB is really going to help us address, you know, those priorities. Another priority that we have as a program beyond climate change is also making sure that our management approach, that our workforce is more relevant to more parts of our community. And so with CSUMB being a minority serving institution, this really gives us an opportunity, NOAA, an opportunity to engage with the student population there and help us to understand how the conservation efforts that we're making are relevant to that population that CSUMB serves. And then finally, we also are working hard to recognize the fact that these lands and waters have been managed by tribes and indigenous peoples for millennia. And I think we're really starting to get better at engaging with the tribes right here in the Monterey Bay area, but even, you know, broader up and down the West Coast, and, you know, recognizing that, you know, we need to work, you know, with them and build meaningful relationships. Those three things come to mind immediately: climate change, diversifying our audience, and engaging meaningfully with tribes and indigenous peoples. Those are things that we're doing at the national level across the National Marine Sanctuary System and are really being embraced right here in the Monterey area.
John Armour is director of the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thanks for taking some time to talk with me today.
Amy, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.